Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 503. 5 Signs You Don't Know What Your Body Needs, Part 2, by Brittany DaCosta, with tinybuddha.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with permission from the authors, of course. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday, so if you're new here or are bouncing around, definitely check out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 502. All right, I'm sure you're eager to hear part 2 of the post, so let's jump right in and continue optimizing your life. 5 Signs You Don't Know What Your Body Needs, Part 2, by Brittany DaCosta with tinybuddha.com. Sign number 3, you swear to have zero willpower when it comes to processed food. Does it seem like no matter how hard you try to eat healthy, you always end up choosing the food you know you'll regret? Whenever I'd go through one of my clean eating phases, I'd inevitably be the person hiding in the corner, stuffing my face with a muffin I never liked to begin with. I'd be so angry with myself for not having more self-control, and then feel so ashamed. I'd repeat silently to myself over and over, "What's wrong with you? Why do you keep doing this?" A lack of willpower may be our body's way of telling us it needs specific nutrients, or it's nostalgic, or even has yearnings. If you pay attention to what your body is feeling physically during these moments, you may notice your throat constricting or heaviness in your belly. I argue that there's no such thing as willpower. Your body needs something, and it's not necessarily food-related. Sign number 4. You have no idea why you're so tired and craving junk food every afternoon like clockwork. Do you feel sluggish at 2 to 3 p.m. on a daily basis, and then find yourself reaching for the first extra sweet or salty thing you can get your hands on? When my afternoon slump came, all I knew is that I was so dang tired and craving carbs and sugar like a fiend. Enter vending machine with salty chips and sweet candy bars to the rescue. I'd feel so lethargic and just awful. This vicious cycle had me exhausted and ultimately is what made me realize I had to do something. I had to make a change. Your body's ravenous afternoon cravings are a message. They're screaming at you, "I need nutrients. I need fuel." Chances are, you haven't fed it what it needs throughout the day, and your body's only way to get through to you is to intensify your cravings. Sign number 5, you feel extreme emotions without rhyme or reason. Do you ever have days where you feel like you want to scream or cry for absolutely no reason at all? Formerly, I sometimes experienced this during a TV show or movie. The characters would say or do something that wasn't particularly scary or exciting, but it triggered something, and I felt an urge to start bawling. It was really unnerving to realize I could cry my heart out for no apparent reason at all. Our nature is to take the easy route, to push any heightened emotions aside and go on with our day. We always have so much to do, right? But emotions need to be felt. Otherwise, they can manifest by coming out at unexpected moments or even physically in our bodies. Think hair loss, skin rashes, weight gain or weight loss, etc. Your body is a magical and wise teacher. Every ache, pain, symptom, and craving is a gift in its own way. Think of how many chronic illnesses that are diet-related. Here are some to name a few: diabetes, heart disease, cancer, dental health, osteoporosis, asthma. The negative symptoms you're experiencing today are your body's way of doing what it can to help you prevent a disease from manifesting in your body tomorrow. My mom found out she has breast cancer a couple of years ago. Since then, she's completely transformed her diet and lifestyle. And from what we can tell, the cancer has regressed. she's always struggled with extreme allergies and health issues. I can't help but wonder, what if she had listened to her body and made these changes before the cancer progressed? How much less scared and stressed would our family be? Now she's feeling better than she did before her diagnosis. I'm not suggesting that anyone who has cancer is to blame for their diagnosis, or that dietary and lifestyle changes alone will cure it, but simply that our diet affects our health in more ways than we know. I learned through her story, and now I'm doing the best I can to take note of every little ache, pain, flush, color, craving, and emotion of my body before I end up with the kind of life-changing hardship that's far more than just gaining a few pounds or adult acne. If your body is experiencing a persistent symptom, it might be telling you something. Listen, if you're feeling an extreme emotion, your body has something it needs to feel. Let it. If any of these signs resonate with you, try this. Put one hand on your belly, the other on your heart, and say this aloud. Dear body, I'm sorry for not listening and not making you the priority. I really do want the best for you. I love you, and I'm listening. Slow down and be mindful of the signs your body is sending. And instead of adding more things to your to-do list, you'll gradually feel more confident about what your body needs to move naturally in a positive, healthier direction. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Five Signs You Don't Know What Your Body Needs by Brittany DaCosta with tinybuddha.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When Brittany asked the question about feeling sluggish between 2 and 3 p.m. on a daily basis, that definitely rang true for me. And scientists are discovering why that might be. Between really 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. every day, our stress hormones start to take a nosedive. What that means is we actually become less alert, and it's almost as if our body is preparing for sleep. So for those of us that go to bed at a reasonable time the night before and are awake for most of the day, you will find that if we were to draw your blood between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m., that your stress hormones will be quite low. So your body is essentially just starting to slow down. And so many scientists actually believe that we are built to take naps between 1 and 4 p.m. Now, it's been a while since I've been to Western Europe, but the practice when I visited there last time was that in certain countries, folks would take what's called a siesta. There would be times between 1 and 4 in the afternoon where things would just shut down. Stores would close. People would go home and just relax. And then they'd reopen for the dinnertime rush. That practice has been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Maybe they were onto something. And so Brittany's suggestion might be correct that we are craving something between those hours. It could be that your lunch wasn't all that balanced and your body does need more nutrients. Or maybe you just need to listen to your body, close your eyes for a few minutes, let yourself take a short snooze, and then you'll wake up refreshed. Now, of course, I don't recommend this if you're driving between those hours or if you're at work, because you might, of course, get in trouble. But if it's safe and reasonable to do, try taking a nap between those hours We're actually finding napping has a number of health benefits, including improving your performance after the nap, extending your life, and improving the quality of your life. All right, that's it from me for today. I hope you're having a great week so far. Thank you for listening. As always, thank you for sharing the show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.